A blessed morning to all of you.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Welcome to the house of the Lord.
欢迎到主的殿中。
I'm glad that I'm given this opportunity to share the word of God with you all.
感谢主给我这个机会能够与大家分享主的信息。
And today's message is based on 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
今早的信息是取自历代志下第七章。
I would like you to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
我们一起打开历代志下第七章。
And especially, I would like to also read, let us read the first three verses also.
我们一起来读这第头三节的经文。
I'll start reading first before our brother will read in Chinese.
牧师会带领会众一起读英语，然后我带领会众读中文。
Let's read together, 2 Chronicles chapter 7.Verses 1 to 3. Verse 1, reading. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house.And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
历代志下第七章第一到三节我们一起来读。所罗门祈祷已毕。就有火从天上降下来，烧尽燔祭和别的祭。耶和华的荣光充满了殿，因耶和华的荣光充满了耶和华殿，所以祭司不能进殿。那火降下，耶和华的荣光在殿上的时候，以色列众人看见，就扑席地，俯伏叩拜。称谢耶和华说：“耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。”
Today is a special Sunday.
今天是一个特别的主日。
In our churches, we often designate the last Sunday of October as Reformation Sunday.
在我们的教会当中，常常就是把十月的最后一个主日，作为这个改革中的主日。
This is to commemorate the Protestant Reformation.
这就是来纪念在改革中的这个改革。
On this day, we are reminded of the great work which God worked in the church from his to reform and restore the church from its darkness into its marvelous light.
就是在这一天里面，我们被上帝的这个大功所纪念纪念上帝所做的大功，就是纪念到过去神如何的来改革，来恢复教会从这个脱离这个黑暗的这个光景。
Today, our church is part of the legacy of and the product of Reformation.
今天我们的教会是这个改革的这个结果。
Many in our churches today do not understand the historical background of the Reformation.
今天我们的教会还有一些不晓得这个改革的这个历史。
And they do not understand why BP churches particularly entrenched into the idea of the Word of God.
为什么这个教会中非常的受到这个改革的这个影响
？And then you know in our conservative way of worshiping God.
而且有陷入这个非常的错误的这个敬拜当中。
Today, you know, I take this opportunity to share a little bit of, especially to the younger generation on why they may remember our church is what it is today.
来提醒我们的年轻的一代，为什么我们的教会会有今天的这个这样的信仰。
Now, during time of the New Testament, the people gladly received the word of God and were baptized.
在新约的时候，神的百姓很高兴的领受神的话来受洗。
And they gathered together and formed congregation to worship.
他们呢聚集的会众一起来敬拜神。
But persecution arose and they were scattered all over.
但是这个逼迫来临的时候，他们分散到各处。
But persecution did not destroy the church.
但是逼迫不能够毁灭教会。
The first wave of persecution came from the unbelieving Jewish leaders.
首先这个逼迫是从这个不信的犹太领袖来。
At the beginning, the Roman authorities just left the Christians alone.
而开始这个罗马的这个当权者的任由这个基督徒。
They did not see Christianity as a threat to the empire.
他不认为这个基督徒是对罗马帝国一个威胁。
They view Christianity as in their words, merely a superstition among the Jews.
他们看基督徒就好像犹太人的一种迷信。
Systematic persecution of Christians by the Roman authorities began with Emperor Nero.
就是这个很有系统的这个逼迫来自这个罗马的这个皇帝尼禄。
When there was a huge fire that engulfed Rome, he made Christians the scapegoat.
而他的当这个罗马有这个这个首都有很大的火呢，他就归咎于基督徒。
Christianity was outlawed.
而基督徒受迫害。
Believers were arrested and tortured.
而信徒被捕抓和虐待。
Properties were confiscated.
而他们的产业也被充公。
Bibles were burned.
圣经也被烧。
And systematic persecution continued all the way until Emperor Diocletian.
而这个逼迫的一直持续到这个窦米先皇帝。
According to Eusebius, the church historian, the prisons became so crowded with Christian leaders and their congregation there was not enough room for criminals.
照着历史学家的记载呢，那个逼迫是这样的多，基督徒的领袖和会众是那么的多，到一个地步连监狱都不够犯人来住。
Persecution of Christians did not destroy the church.
这个对基督徒的逼迫并不毁灭教会。
Instead, more came to the faith and the church grew.
但是更多的人来信主，来教会成长。
As one of the church father called Tertullian aptly put it, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
教会的这个教父呢，特土良臣说，这个寻道者的血就是教会的种子。
Persecution only stopped when Constantine became the emperor.
直到这个君士坦丁成为皇帝之后，教会的逼迫才停止。
And Constantine issued and allowed the freedom of worship to all those under his empire.
君士坦丁颁布这个政令，允许这个敬拜的自由融在罗马帝国底下。
With that, Christianity entered into a phase which he had never experienced before.
而基督教呢，就进入一个时代，就是从来没有经历过的。
Prosperity and peace replaced persecution.
而这个平安和这个昌盛呢，代替了逼迫。
What happened when this? What happened? This brought about a period of complacency.
但是这也带来了一个时期，就是自满自足。
The church was lulled into a spiritual slumber.
教会呢被带领进入一个属灵上的沉睡。
And as the church continues to grow in power, it also grew in corruption.
而教会在这个权力上增长的时候，它也在腐败上增长。
It was during such a period that many corrupted practices were assimilated into the church.
而在那个时候，许多腐败的这个教导呢，进入这个教会里面。
The church entered into a period of dark ages.
而教会就进入这个黑暗的时期。
Where the church became bankrupt.
而教会就破产。
Bankrupt is a spiritual bankrupt, and corrupted leaders who only care for their power and not the truth.
而教会在属灵上是破产，为这个腐败的领袖所带领。
If left on its own, the church will have self-destructed.
而假如任由这样下去，教会就会灭亡。
But God intervened.
但是神介入。
God raised up people in that generation who are willing to give themselves wholly for the truth of God.
神兴起一个时代，一些人仆人愿意奉献自己，为着真理而战。
One of the key persons was Martin Luther.
其中一个主要的领袖是马丁路德。
Luther was a monk in the Roman Church.
路德曾是一个罗马天主教的一个神父。
He taught the word of God.
他教导神的话。
And when he taught the word of God, he was brought to the awareness of the truth of God.
当他教导神的话，他却被带到对神的话的一个觉醒。
He was grieved at the state of the church.
他为教会的光景忧伤。
The church only taught the traditions of men rather than the truth of the scriptures.
教会只教导这个人的传统，没有教导上帝的真理。
When Johann Tetzel, as an agent of the Archbishop, went to Luther's place to sell indulgence tickets, Luther challenged him to a public debate.
当有人 代表这个大当时的大主教到路德的地方来卖这个赎罪券的时候，路德就挑给他一个公开的挑战。
What are indulgence tickets? According to the doctrines of the Roman Church, when a person dies, he will not go straight up to heaven.
什么是赎罪券呢？赎罪券照着当时的教导是说，一个人死了，他不是直接到天堂去。
Instead, he'll be held in a place.
而他们会在停留在一个地方
where he need to be thoroughly purged from his sins before he could enter into heaven.
就是他会在那个炼狱的地方来受到炼净，才一切的罪才能够进天堂。
They call this purgatory.
他们称这个为炼狱。
Staying in purgatory is a very long process.
待在这个炼狱里面是一个很长的过程。
Especially when you committed a lot of sins in your life, right?
特别是你犯了很多罪的话，你在炼狱会更久。
However, according to them, there's a shortcut way to quicken this process, this stay in purgatory.
但是照着他们的教导，就有一个捷径的方法来缩短过程。
It's in the indulgence tickets.
就是在买赎罪券。
According to the Roman Church, you buy the indulgence tickets for your loved ones who are in purgatory.They'll immediately spring up from purgatory into heaven.
就是你为你所亲爱的人来买这个赎罪券，他们就会从炼狱里面直接跳进天堂。
Johann Tetzel proudly advertised, he said, "As soon as a coin in the coffer rings, a soul from purgatory springs."
这个赎罪券的代理约翰呢，他就很骄傲的这样来打广告说。只要你这个银钱弹入这个箱中呢，这个灵魂呢也会从这个炼狱弹入天堂。
Luther was totally opposed to the Roman Church for using such a doctrine to get the money from the people.
而路德非常的反对这样的教导来从人百姓当中得到这个钱。
So on 31st October 1517, he nailed his 95 theses on the castle door to call for a public debate.
他就在这个1517年10月31日把95个条文钉在这个堡的这个门上来宣教这个公开的这个辩论。
This angered the Roman Emperor and the Church.
这激怒了当时的这个罗马皇帝和教会。
So Luther was summoned to appear at the Imperial Diet of Worms.
这个路德被传召到皇室的这个庭院当中。
The Imperial Diet of Worms does not mean that they fed Luther with worms, okay?
这个英语的称呼说那个地方是虫，其实不是代表路德要被虫所咬，而为路德吃虫。
Instead, the Imperial Diet refers to the highest assembly called by the Roman Emperor.
就是这个聚集人呢，就是当时是被罗马皇帝所称呼的最高的这个集会。
Worms was actually a place in Germany, right?
这个英文的这个虫的字其实是德国的一个地方。
At the Imperial Diet of Worms, Luther was called to recant all that he had taught and believed.
就在这样的一个地方，路德被传召要他否认他以前所教导所相信的。
If not, he might need to pay it with his life.
而他要为他所做的这个付上生命的代价。
Luther, of course, was fearful for his own life.
当然，路德会惧怕他的生命受威胁。
But he was more fearful that he would injure the name of God.
但是他更害怕神的名受到损伤。
So when he stood before the emperor,
当他站在皇帝面前
，he boldly declared,
他很坦然地说。
Unless I'm convinced by scripture and plain reason, I do not accept the authorities of the popes and the councils, for they have contradicted each other. My conscience is captive to the word of God. I cannot and I will not recant anything, for to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. God help me.
他在这样的宣称说，除非我被这个圣经的 和很简单的理由所能够说服，我不接受当时的这个教皇还有这个议会的这个权利，因为他们所做的是彼此的矛盾，我的这个良心呢是受到神的话语所约束，我不能我也不会否认一切与我的良心所做的这个相悖的事，求主帮助我。
By saying this, probably would have caused his head to roll.
这样的说，他就可脑他就可能掉脑袋。
But by the providence of God, he was preserved.
但是神的供应下，他得到保守。
With the help of his supporters, he escaped.
因着他的支持者，他得到逃跑。
And from then, the fire of Reformation sparked in the hearts of the people.
而这个辅灵的复兴的火呢，从他的百姓中蔓延。
Of course, with other contributions from other reformers, the people were brought back to the fidelity of the Holy Scriptures.
而借着这个改革呢，人民从这个圣经的教导呢，得到恢复。
Yeah.People were no longer under the bondage of the church.
而人民呢，不再受到教会的约束。
Instead, scriptures became their sole authority of faith and practice.
而圣经就成为他们唯一的这个信心还有行为的这个主权。
The faith and in Christ become all the centrality of what they do in their life.
就是在基督里的信心就成为我们的这个生命中的中心。
Today, as a legacy of Reformation, we have the five pillars of Reformation.
在这改革中的这个遗留下来的宝贵遗产之产之下呢，有五点的这个改革教义。
In Latin, sola scriptura simply means in the Scriptures alone.
第一个就是唯独圣经。
Sola gratia by grace alone.
第二就是唯独恩典。
Sola fide true faith alone.
第三就是唯独信心。
Solus Scriptus in Christ alone.
就是第四点，就是唯独耶稣基督。
And the fifth one is soli deo gloria to the glory of God alone.
第五个就是唯独神的荣耀。
So by these five, it shaped how we approach in our faith and practices.
在这五点的教导教义下，我们就是看到我们如何来到神的面前。
It is in the scriptures alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and to the glory of God alone.
而是借着圣经，借着基督，唯独基督，唯独信心，唯独神的恩典，还有唯独神的荣耀，我们来到神面前。
501 years has passed since the Protestant Reformation.
501年已经过了这个改革中的时期。
Has the church today been lulled into a false sense of complacency as in time passed?
教会是否已经被带领到进入一个错误的这个自满自足的这个现象呢
？Has the church today veered from the missions which was given to it by the Lord Jesus Christ？
教会今天是否已经偏离了耶稣基督当初所给的这个使命呢
？If we do not educate our people on the Reformation, it's a matter of time before we will veer off from its path.
假如我们不教导我们的百姓下一代这关于这个改革的中的这个教训，我们很快就偏离神的教导了。
So today, maybe among the BB churches, we do not need a reformation of the church.
也许今天在这个笃信圣经长老会当中都不需要这个改革。
But what is most needed is the revival of the hearts of the people.
但是我们更需要的就是在人的心中有这个属灵上的复兴。
And through the years, many have actually lost a zeal for the Lord.
在这些年来，我们很多时候都失去了对主的这个热心。
Many go through the motion of worship without their heart in the worship.
很多人都在经过这个崇拜的这个次序，而没有对神有这个热心。
Today we need God to start a revival among us.
今天我们需要神在我们当中来复兴我们。
We need God to renew our heart.
我们需要神来更新我们的心。
To start the flame in us.
来开始这个在我们的火心中的火。
That we may be restored to our first love.
使我们能够恢复我们起初对神的爱。
That we may be strong in our faith unto the Lord.
使我们在我们对神的信心上面得坚固。
And one of the reasons why people lost their zeal in their heart is because they have lost sight of the vision of the glory of God.
为何人失去他们的热心，很可能就是他们失去了对神荣耀的专注。
When they come to the sanctuary to worship, what do they see?
当他们来到圣殿中来敬拜神，他们看到什么呢？
They only see people.
他们只看到人。
People with weaknesses in the house of God.
一些人有着人的弱点在神的家中。
They see preachers standing in front of the pulpit who seem not good enough to preach the message that in their mind they conceive and desire.
看到传道者站在这个讲台上不能够传达他们所要的这个信息。
They see the choir not good enough to sing to the level of expectations.
他们看见诗班没有唱到他们所希望的那个要求。
They see pianists playing sometimes, or the organist sometimes playing too fast or too slow.
或者他们看见事情有时谈得快，有时谈得慢。
They see hardworking AVA people, you know, as men fumbling with equipment.
他们看到背后扩音的可能在忙忙碌碌。
And when they look around them, they only see imperfect people surrounding them in the church.
他们所看见的可能只是看见在不完美的人的当中，在他们四周围。
Our minds are easily distracted in the worship of God.
我们的思念很容易被分心在神的敬拜中。
There was once I was worshiping in a church which occupies Metropolitan YMCA. You know, we rented the place for worship.
有一次我们在这个青年这个协会来敬拜神。
So it is a hall or whatever it is, right? You know, so we have, let's say we have then the time the pastoral prayer was conducted.
在这个厅里面，牧师祷告后。
So everybody close their eyes, bow their head and pray.
每个人闭起上眼睛祷告。
Then when the pastor finish, he said, "Amen."
当这个牧师说 "Amen."
So everybody "Amen."
每个人说 "Amen."
So I "Amen."
我也 "Amen."
And then I look up.
我看上。
Then I see the portrait of the president in front of me because it's a public place, right? You know?
然后我就看到这个总统的肖像在前面，因为这公共的地方。
I get distracted from the worship, right?
我就受到这个分心。
And many times we are easily distracted. No, there's a cry somewhere or there's something that happens. No, yeah, we distracted from our worship of God.
我们很容易受到分心，因为在其他地方可能有其他杂音或者吵声、哭声。
And sometimes that's our problem.
而这就是我们的问题。
Because when you come worship to worship the Lord, you lose sight of the vision of God as the one sitting upon the throne.
我们来到神的殿中来敬拜神，可能我们就没有专注到神坐在他的宝座上。
When you do not see God as sitting upon His throne, high and lifted up, His train of His glory filling the temple, you never be filled with reverential fear and awe in worship.
可能在我们 的敬拜里面，我们没有看见至高的神坐在他的宝座上，高高的他的衣裳下垂，遮满了这个圣殿，他的荣光充满了圣殿。我们可能没有这样的敬畏神的心。
The gathering of the people to worship will no longer be what it ought to be. It's just a gathering of people, right?
我们的聚集可能不再像以前应该所有的这样的聚集，我们的聚集可能是人为的一般的聚集。
Your worship of God, we have no impact, we are not the impact in your heart as it ought to.
而这个对神的敬拜，对我们的内心里面却没有产生这个影响。
During the time of Isaiah, when the good king died, all Isaiah saw was people with unclean lips around him.
当以赛亚在这个乌西亚王去世的时候，他所看见的就是那嘴唇不洁的百姓。
The whole turning point came when God revealed to Isaiah the vision of the Lord Himself and His glory filling the temple.
当他的这样子观念转变，就是因为看见神的荣耀充满了圣殿。
And straight away, that vision of the glory of God struck Isaiah's heart with such a reverential fear.
而这样的意象在以赛亚的心中产生这个很大的敬畏。
Likewise, when we lose the vision of the glory of God, our heart will remain cold and indifferent.
当我们失去对神的这个荣耀的意象的时候，我们的心中就冷淡和不顾。
If we need a revival of our heart,
假如我们需要在心中的复兴，
we must shift our focus away from the people around us and unto the glory of God.
我们必须从在人的这个专注里面转向对神的专注。
We come to church to worship God and not people.
我们来到神的殿中来敬拜神，不是来敬拜人。
Hence, we must focus on God and not the people.
我们要来专注于神，不是专注于人。
And revival of heart must first start in the worship of God.
而心灵的复兴先开始于我们对神的敬拜。
In 2 Chronicles, the Lord brought about a revival to His people.
在列王历代志下，神带领这个复兴在他百姓当中。
Before that revival came, there was a preparatory work needed to be done.
在这个复兴的到来时，有一些准备的工作。
King Solomon was called to first build the house of God.
这个所罗门王首先被召来建神的殿。
The building process was tedious and took many years.
而这个建筑的过程有经历多年，而许多的施工。
Eventually, the project was completed.
到最后，这个工程完毕。
And then, what did Solomon do?
这个所罗门做了什么
？Solomon dedicated the temple of God unto the Lord.
所罗门奉献这个整的殿来与神。
And when he finished praying, the Bible says God sent fire from heaven to consume the sacrifices.
当他祷告完了之后，神差火从天上来烧掉所有的献祭。
And what did the Bible say after that?
圣经如何形容
？Look at 2 Chronicles 7 verse 1.
我们看这个历代志下第七章第一节。
He said that now when Solomon made an end of praying, what happened? The fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices. And the last part say, and the glory of the Lord filled the house.
历代志下第七章第一节说，所罗门祈祷已毕，就有火从天上降下来，烧尽燔祭和别的祭，然后就说，耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
The glory of the Lord filled the house.
耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
How did the people know that the glory of the Lord filled the house? Can it be seen?
人怎么来明看到神的荣光充满了神的殿呢？
I have no idea.
我也不知道。
But what is certain that the people could perceive that the glory of God is in the house of God.
但是很确定的就是人很肯定的看见神的荣耀充满了神的殿。
So much so that the Bible says in verse 2 that the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house.
那荣耀是那样的大，耶和华的荣光充满了耶和华的殿，所以祭司不能进殿。
And when, what did the people do when they perceived that the glory of God has filled the house?
那些人民看见神的荣光充满了殿，他们反应是什么呢？
Verse 3 says they bow themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worship and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
他们就在铺石地下俯伏叩拜，称谢耶和华，说：耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Straight away, when the people caught the vision of the glory of God, what did they do? Straight away, they worship and praise the Lord.
他们被神的这个意象所充满，他们就敬拜和赞美神。
And that is what the glory of God will promise to do.
而这就是神的荣耀应该使我们这样行。
To worship him.
来敬拜神。
So all of us, when we come to the house of God,
所以我们每一位来到神的殿中，
when you catch a vision of the glory of God, you do one thing, you just want to worship him.
当我们为神的荣耀所充满的时候，我们只要做一件事情来敬拜他。
It's only when we catch a vision that, such a vision that our hearts will be lifted up.
当我们为这样的意象所充满，我们的心灵就得到复兴。
You don't need to be taught how to worship God. You automatically know how to praise God.
你不需要被教导如何来敬拜神，你心灵里面自然会充满来敬拜神。
You will indeed you know, praise God for His good and His mercies endure forever.
你是能够来称赞神，因为他是本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Then worship will be purposeful and meaningful.
而这样的敬拜就是有这个意义的。
Then we will receive the blessings of God.
然后我们就领受到神的祝福。
The worship of God is a wonderful experience.
而敬拜神的这个经验是美好的。
We'll feel blessed when we worship God.
我们敬拜神感到很美祝福。
Let me ask you, have you ever experienced in your life before where you just feel like breaking out in songs or praise unto God?
我来问你，是否在我们生命中曾经想到突然间你要唱诗赞美神？
Sometimes as you walk along the road, you know, your heart will be filled with a hymn of praise. You know, you just sing. Of course, maybe you don't sing it very loud to everybody around you, but it feels so hard, and you start singing unto the Lord in your heart.
可能你走在路上，突然间你有感而发，你心灵里面充满了想要唱诗来赞美神。
We feel so when the heart is revived and we are close to God.
因为我们心灵与主相近，我们是如此的想要赞美神。
But many times we do not have such a feeling when we worship God.
但是很多时候我们在敬拜的时候没有这样的感觉。
We want such blessings, but we do not seem to get it. Why?
我们要这样的祝福，但是却没有得到，为什么？
Many times it's because we have not prepared our hearts to worship God.
很多时候可能是我们没有预备自己的心来敬拜神。
Our hearts and mind are clogged up with so many things in our lives.
我们的心灵受到许多的事物来影响。
When we the worship of God starts, we could hardly focus on God.
当敬拜开始，我们很少专注于神。
Even when the singing by the choir is uplifting, for example, or the preaching of the word of God is encouraging, we will never be blessed by them if we do not prepare our hearts to receive them.
虽然诗班的唱诗是那么的这个很感动，而且传讲神的话是那么的受到激励，但是假如我们没有预备我们的心来领受，我们不会得到这个祝福。
Sometimes our heart is like a bottle of water.
我们的这个心就好像这个一个瓶子，瓶有盖的瓶子。
But the problem is that no water will enter into the bottle unless the cap of the bottle is first open, right?
因为这个瓶子有瓶盖没有打开，所以这个水就不能够进这个瓶子。
So in like manner, we will never be able to receive the blessings of God in the worship of God if our heart is kept.
同样的，假如我们的心灵没有敞开给神的话，我们对神的敬拜就好像这样。
So when we want to receive the blessings of our God, our heart must be prepared. It must be opened.
所以我们要领受神的祝福，在敬拜当中，我们必须对神来愿意打开我们的心。
Today, when you come to the house of God, do you prepare yourself before you come to the church to worship God?
我们来到神的殿中，是否预备我们的心来敬拜神呢
？The preparation of heart does not start 5 minutes before the worship service. You come in, then 5 minutes, you know, and then you prepare heart and worship.
对神的敬拜不是在聚会敬拜神之前的聚会前的5分钟才开始。
Do you think about the worship service yesterday, for example?
我们就从这个昨晚就开始来准备敬拜神。
Some people slept so late the night before that by the time they come to worship God, they were already tired out, right?
有的人在星期六晚上很晚才睡，当他们主日早上来到主的殿中已经很疲倦了。
If your mind is so tired and you feel so sleepy and so unprepared, pray tell me, even if the Lord were to shower his blessings on you,How will you be able to receive it?
只要我们心灵是如此的疲乏，当神的祝福要临到我们，我们如何来领受呢？
Or if the whole morning before worship service you kept yourself so busy with the cares of the world, pray tell me how will you be able to receive the blessings of God?
或者在主日早上我们为事所忙碌，我们如何来领受神的祝福呢？
Yeah. No. So Jesus said that Mary had chosen one thing which was needful over Martha, that she left the cares of serving.To sit at the feet of Jesus.
耶稣基督讲到玛利亚已经选择那上好的过于这个马大，因为他留下这世事的这个挂虑，坐在主耶稣的脚前来领受祝福。
And、that's why she received the blessings.
所以她领受到主的祝福。
Before the dedication of the temple, Solomon and the people put everything to prepare for the worship of God.
在献上这个坛这个圣殿之前所罗门已经和百姓预备了来敬拜神。
Thus, when the day arrived for the dedication of the temple, the people could perceive the vision of the glory of God.
而当这个日子来到的时候，他的百姓可以预备来领受神的这个荣耀的意象。
They were blessed because their heart was prepared to meet God.
他们预备好，因为他们不祝福，因为他们是被预备好。
So if we want to receive the blessings of God in the worship of God, we must prepare our heart to do so.
假如我们要领受神的祝福，我们要预备我们的心来敬拜神。
As a preacher of God's words, many times I marvel how the Holy Spirit works in the hearts of the people.
成为神的传道者，我在很惊讶，就是圣灵如何在人的心中动工。
Sometimes when I look, I mean, I ponder.
有时我在想
you know, about the different reactions of the people to the preachings of God's word.
就是你如何来解释在人的这个百姓如何来回应神的这个道理的传讲呢
？Some felt they've been tremendously blessed.
有的人他们觉得他们大大的受到祝福。
Some felt that the sermon was very boring.
有的人是觉得那个传讲很枯燥。
So I pondered.
有时我在想
，How can the same sermon preached to the same congregation at the same time can have totally different effects?
为何一篇的信息在同一个会众、同一个时间？传讲却有不同的这个效应呢
？Why some are bored? Why some are blessed?
为什么有的人觉得很蒙福？为什么有的人觉得很懵懂
？They listen to the same words.
他们听的是同样的话。
The same time.
同样的时间。
The same circumstances.
同样的人在讲。
So what makes the difference?
什么产生这个不同呢
？Is the heart.
就是我们的心。
Many do not receive the blessing because they have not prepared the heart to receive it.
很多人没有领受到祝福，因为他们没有预备心来领受。
Preachers spend many hours just to prepare a sermon.
传道者预备来许多的时间来预备信息。
I do not know about other pastors. I cannot speak on their behalf.
我不知道其他的牧师，我不可以代替其他的牧师说。
Of course, for me, I easily spend 10 hours or more to prepare a single sermon.
通常我会花十个小时以上来准备一篇的信息。
I write out my sermons.
我把我的信息写下来。
Even if I'm preparing a sermon which I preached before.
甚至我预备我所讲过的这个信息
with every word written, right?
我也写了每一个字
I'll still need a minimum of 3 to 5 hours to prepare for it.
我还需要最少3到5个小时来预备
So when the preacher is at the pulpit,
当一个传道在这个讲台传讲
we pray that the Holy Spirit will take control of the heart and mind.
我们祷告就是圣灵来掌管他的心思意念。
And that the Lord will grant him the grace and strength to preach the word of God to the people.
神赐给他恩典和力量来传讲信息。
So consider the amount of time a preacher may spend in preparing a sermon.
思想到这个传道者预备的时间，预备信息。
The least we could do is to pay attention to what is preached for 30 minutes, right?
我们应该做的就是来最少要半个小时专注于所传讲的这篇信息，对吗？
When the preacher preach on a passage that you're already familiar with,
当传讲牧师传到一篇你熟悉的经文
then you know, please do not switch off, right?
请不要闭上
Instead, think of it that maybe God has a personal message for you from His Word.
可能神特别就是有一个信息来对你来说
God wants you to relearn and to remind you, you know, on a certain aspect of His Word.
可能神要提醒我们，要我们重新再学习关乎神的这个话语。
So have the right heart attitude in the worship of God to the preaching of God's word.
就是我们在神的殿中要有预备对的态度来领受神的话。
If you have the wrong attitude and unprepared heart, you'll never be able to receive the riches of God's blessings for you.
假如我们没有正确的态度和预备的心，我们就不能够来领受神的话。
In the parable of the sower, Jesus taught clearly that some seeds will fall by the wayside.Some on stony ground, some among the thorns, and some on good grounds.
在这个撒种的比喻里面，有这个种子落在土浅石头细土路旁，还有这个荆棘里，还有好土里。
The one whose heart is prepared is like one that is on good ground.
那个预备好自己的心的，就是预备在那个好的土地里。
The good ground is able to receive the seed.
就是好的土地来领受这个种子。
Yeah. So take heed.Take heed that you know our heart must be prepared to receive God's word.
所以我们要小心预备我们的心来领受神的话。
This advice the priest Eli gave to Samuel. Eli gave to Samuel.
就是好像以利对这个撒母耳说。
Yeah, he said that you know, when he perceived that God is speaking to Samuel, he told Samuel that speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.
他说假如耶和华在召唤你你就说耶和华请说仆人静听
So if the preaching of the word of God be of any benefit to us we must prepare our heart to receive it
假如神的话有对我们有任何的利益我们必须预备人心来领受
There is no use desiring for revival if we never prepare our heart to listen to God's instruction unto us
我们没有预备我们的心来领受神的话我们就不能够预备来受到复兴
The final point which I want to bring to you from the word of God is actually found in verse 14
我最后一点要讲的神的话呢是在第十四节
This is the words God has for Solomon
这是神对所罗门所说的
He said that if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and prayAnd seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Revival comes about when we humble ourselves before God and seek His praise in prayer.
而我们就是要在神的面前谦卑寻求神来才会带来复兴
Because only God can bring a revival
就神能够带领带来复兴
True revival cannot be generated by men
一个真正的复兴不是从人而来。
Of course, no doubt, man, God can use man to bring about revival.
当然，神可以使用人来带领复兴。
But the source of revivals come from God alone.
而这个复兴的来源只是单单从神而来。
As a church, you cannot plan for revival, right?
一个教会不能够计划复兴会。
Revival is not just about having a week of meetings or whatever it is, right?
而这个复兴会不是好像计划好的一个礼拜来发生。
Revival cannot be controlled and cannot be planned by man.
复兴不是由人所能够控制和计划。
Only God can bring about revival.
只有神能够带领复兴。
And revival will come when people draw themselves back to God.
而人亲近神的时候就带来复兴。
God will use hearts offered to Him in humility as a tool to bring about revival.
神使用一个谦卑的心灵来带领复兴。
You know, it's only when the Holy Spirit works within a person that even dry bones can be revived.
就是当圣灵来在一个人的心中动工，甚至枯干的骨头也得到复兴。
If you look at the history past,
只要你看到过去的历史，
revival always brings forth one thing: repentance and renewal in holiness and obedience unto God.
而这个复兴常常带来的是悔改和更新在，对神的顺服和圣洁上。
Revival must start with our vision of the glory of God.
而这个复兴是从我们对神的意象开，荣耀意象开始。
And the opening of our hearts unto God.
必须我们对神敞开的心。
Followed by continuous prayer unto God.
并且在神的面前不断的祷告。
In our church today.
今天在我们的教会。
We genuinely need a revival in the hearts of the people.
我们真的需要在人的心中有这个复兴。
If we are sincere in seeking God to revive our church.
假如我们真诚来寻求神在我们教会的复兴，
All of us must do one thing.
我们每一个人都要做一件事。
We must come humbly to the presence of God and to pray earnestly to God to revive us.
我们必须谦卑地来到神的面前来求神复兴我们。
The first prayer is always to pray to God to revive us, not revival of others.
这个祷告呢，是先求神来复兴自己，不是其他人。
Why?Revival always starts with us.
因为复兴是从我们自己开始。
Pray that the Lord will strike a flame in our hearts.
求主在我们的心机产生这个复兴之火。
That is to revive you and rekindle your love for Him.
使我们来得到复兴，来更新我们对他的爱。
Let the Lord conquer your every part.
让神来管管我们生命中的每一个部分。
And work with a mighty power upon you today.
并且让他大能的能力在我们身上来运行。
In the church here,
在我们的教会中，
I know you'll be embarking on a project to redo the house of God, right?
我们知道我们现在要开始这个装修计划。
That is a good and godly desire.
这是好的属神的这个愿望。
Because the physical building, of course, is important for worship.
但是这个建筑的外表，这是对神的敬拜是重要。
I know some of you might be filled with fear of embarking on such a project.
可能我们当中害怕要开始这个大的工程。
Not only you, of course, you know, the pastors and the sessions, they also same thing, right?
You know? 但是我你们连牧师和长职团也是一样。
Because it's a huge project and you need everyone on board in order to get it going.
这是一个很大的工程，所以需要每一个人的参与。
You need the dedication and commitment to complete the task.
我们需要有这个委身，还有这个承诺来完成这个工作。
Solomon embarked on the project of building the house of God.
所罗门开始这个开始建这个神的殿。
And it took him many years. He was a king. He has everything at hand. Yet it took him many years.
他虽然是王，他也经过多年才建完神的殿。
So.It is a godly, goodly desire. May the Lord grant you good speed and provide you the means to do it.
而这就是神的，愿神赐给我们这个好的这个过程，能够顺利的完成。
You need to have faith in God.
我们需要对神有这个信心。
Pray earnestly unto Him.
在神的面前恳切祈求。
And God's word reminds us that if we truly humble ourselves and pray.
叫我们谦卑地在神的面前祈求，
and seek his face and repent.
寻求他的面来悔改。
He will hear us from heaven and will forgive us and heal us.
他会从天上垂听我们的祷告，赦免我们，医治我们。
So, brethren, let us not lose sight of the glory of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄们，让我们不要失去对神的意象的专注。
The reason of building the house of God is always on the glory of God alone. Soli Deo Gloria.
我们为神的家来建，而是为了神的荣耀缘故。
The Lord is indeed with us.
神是与我们在一起。
The Lord will use His word to revive us.
神会用他的话来复兴我们。
If we prepare our heart to receive it.
我们需要预备我们的心来接受。
The Lord will answer our prayer when we seek Him in humility.
假如我们谦卑地来寻求神，神会照他的旨意来
垂听。In time past, God has sent a reformation to the church.
在过去，神差这个改革来到教会。
Today, we pray that the Lord will send a revival in our midst.
今天我们的祷告是神来复兴我们的心。
And may the Lord start the work in us.
愿神开始我们的工作。Amen.
That He revive our hearts today. Amen.
愿他复兴我们。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our eternal and most gracious God, we praise you and thank thee.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
For thy word, which has reminded us the importance of the glory of thy glory alone.
因着你的话提醒我们，你的荣耀的是重要的。
Father, forgive us many times we have looked into men and the ways of men.
主啊，赦免我们，许多人们，许多时候我们只是看人和人的方法。
That we lose sight of thy glory.
我们呢没有专注于你的荣耀。
Forgive us, Lord, if we have not put thee first and sole purpose in the centrality of our life and in the church.
求主赦免我们，许多时候没有把你放在首位，在教会里面。
Open our eyes that we may see.
打开我们的眼睛，使我们能看见。
Thou art the Lord who sit upon the throne.
你就是那昭高坐在宝座上的主。
High and lifted up, and thy glory filled the house.
高高在上，你的荣光充满了圣殿。
Father, we pray that every time when thy people come to thy house to worship thee, that they'll prepare their hearts.
主啊，当我们来到你面前，求你帮助我们来预备我们的心敬拜你。
That thou shower thy blessings upon them.
求主你的祝福临到我们。
That every worship service they will depart with a heart rejoicing, knowing that thou art a God who loves them and cares for them.
当我们离开这个聚会敬拜的场所，我们知道我们充满心里充满了欢呼喜乐。
Draw thy people to thy side.
求主你帮助我们亲近你。
Help them, Lord, to pray earnestly and humility to seek thy face in all that they do in life.
帮助我们在一切所做的事上都能够谦卑的来寻求你，恳求你。
Father, we pray especially for the church here.
主啊，我们特别为教会来祷告。
And later there'll be an extraordinary congregational meeting.
接下来我们会有这个特别大会。
Where thy people be gathered to discuss the business of rebuilding the house of God.
当我们会有这集来讨论，来决定这个装修工程。
I pray, Lord, that thou grant thy people that they'll be able to see what the plan or the will that thou hast for them.
求主你打开我们的眼睛，能够看到主你在我们这个计划的旨意。
I pray for thy people they'll be united in their hearts in the work of God.
求主你帮助我们在你的事工上能够同心。
I pray, Lord, that thou also grant them the provision and the needs for the task ahead.
求主你供应我们所在这工程上所需要的一切。
And most important of all, I pray, Lord, that thou build the people in this church.
求主你帮我们，助我们在这教会里面建立我们的自己本身。
That there'll be men and women of faith.
直到有更多的这个弟兄姐妹有充满了信心。
Strengthened by thy grace.
为上帝你的恩典所坚固。
Building up covenantal family.
使我们能够来建立这个主里面的这个家。
Faithful and earnest, fervent in the serving thee.
使我们能够忠心恳切来服侍你。
And bringing the gospel to the nations far and wide.
使我们能够在主的家中彼此的来眷顾。
We cannot do this, O Lord, unless thou help us.
我们不能够做，除非主你帮助我们。
So Lord, we pray that thou revive the hearts here.
求主你复兴我们的心。
For the work ahead is indeed great.
为着这个工作来，我们也求主你带领。
And we thank thee, Lord, for thy faithfulness.
我们感谢主你的信实。
In time past,
在过去。
In the present time,
在现在。
And in the future,
还有将来。
Lord, we commit the church unto thee.
我们将教会交托于你。
All this we ask and pray in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.